And the weather forecast? England and Wales and south-east Scotland will be dry this afternoon, what's left of it. Rain in north-west Scotland will gradually spread south-eastwards to reach all areas, except south-east England, by noon tomorrow. That's the end of the news. By the way, as from this coming Saturday, Radio 3 will be broadcasting certain bulletins of world news from the BBC World Service. It's a six-month experiment to supplement our domestic news coverage, and its continuation will depend on your reaction. The 10-minute world news will come direct from the BBC studios at Bush House. Once at weekends, twice on weekdays. On Saturdays and Sundays, World Service news will be at 8 o'clock in the morning. From Monday to Friday, there'll be a world news bulletin at 9 each morning and another at 5 each evening. The 5 to 5 domestic news summary, the one we've just heard, will move to 5 to 7. BBC World Service news bulletins on Radio 3 from Saturday next, the 7th of February.
Barbara Meyer, goodbye.
In the World Service tomorrow, starting at 21:30 Greenwich Mean Time, we shall bring you our magazine programme on the farming world. In a quarter of an hour's time, at 22 hours, we shall broadcast the news. And then after the news, the world today will be looking at Uganda. As international protests continue to mount over the deaths in Uganda of the Anglican Archbishop and two cabinet ministers, we shall be looking at the political, religious and tribal conflicts which divide the country of President Amin. We shall examine the accusations of mass murder made against the Amin government. And we shall look at the way it maintains itself in power and explore its relations with its neighbors on the African continent. Among those taking part will be David Martin, who writes for The Observer, Oliver Carruthers of the magazine African Development, and Richard Hodder Williams of the University of Bristol, and also John Osman, the BBC's East Africa correspondent. You're listening to London and the BBC World Service. Our next program is Take One, our weekly look in close-up at the world of the cinema. In a quarter of an hour's time, we have the news and the world today on Uganda, and then the bulletin of financial news, which can be heard at exactly 22:25. It's now 21:45.
Written and presented by Alexander Walker and produced by Tony Luke.
From London, we're broadcasting the news at 22 hours Greenwich Mean Time in half a minute. And then after the news, our current affairs program, The World Today, will be discussing Uganda. This is London. Two hours, Greenwich Mean Time.
BBC World Service. The news, read by Lindsay MacDonald. The new British Foreign Secretary is to be Dr. David Owen.
Financial news and market dealings for February the 21st from the BBC's financial staff.
BBC World Service, Scotland this week. This is Martin MacDonald reporting from Inverness.
Mr. Philip Agee, the former CIA agent who is under notice of deportation from the United Kingdom, has...